Herald Sun today, Mark Robinson's writing that Gary Ablett won't play until round one, it would seem, with an ankle problem. Rodney Eade is the coach of the Gold Coast Suns. Rodney, welcome.
Francis, Ox, how are you, boys?
Good. He's had no luck of late. Shoulders last year and just this minor setback so far in 2016.
Yeah, had his knee, obviously, towards the end of last year as well. But, yeah, this is really, really minor. He had not an ankle, which in the ball of his foot, the sesamoid bone, just a bit inflamed, new boots and a few other little things. So he's had a couple of weeks off with deloading and he's just started back running this week. And he technically could play, but we just feel that he needs another week of training at least, football-wise. So err on the side of caution. He's certainly some players have gone into round one not having played. I think Joel Selwood probably did that this year. And Gary's done it, I think, four or five times in his career, so it's not a big concern, really, to be honest.
Rocket, I know you don't have a lot of hair left, but since you've arrived up there at the Gold Coast, you've had a few unlucky stretches. Jagro Mira, David Swallow, Dion Prestia, Gary Ablett. The list continues to grow. Are you almost at your wit's end to understand why and how so many of your young midfield and your experienced midfield keep getting these type of injuries?
Yeah, it's a good question. Well, I think each one's separate, and I probably feel for David more than anyone because obviously having the bone bruise at the moment, so it's another half a season. Jake has come along really well. Jake will be, he's in a really good spot, and so that'll be fine.
Round one for Jake Romero Rocket?
No. He won't be right round one. Probably about three or four he'll play in the needful. So.
Yep.
But he's in a really good spot. He's just got to put a bit more strength in his quads. That was a fairly bad injury and a rare injury. We're just going to take our time with that. And we probably could have rushed towards round one, but it's just not worth it. I think he's just got to ease himself through. Dion's fine. But I suppose your point of having them all injured at the same time is a bit of a bugger. But I think what it's done, we've unearthed some other midfielders. Jesse Lonergan's come along exceptionally well. Aaron Hall as well, which we probably wouldn't have played in the midfield if those guys had been fit. So we think once we get them all back, we'll have a bit more depth in the midfield.
Just with Gary, those injuries are, they're piling on top of each other consecutively. He's getting to that stage of his career where that can become a real annoyance. Are you concerned at all that there's going to be a critical mass of injuries for him in the next little while? And how do you manage that over a long season?
I think you'd worry about if they were soft tissue.
Yeah.
Like the shoulder can happen to anyone, as we see. And his knee was, his foot got planted and then actually one of his teammates bumped him across his knee. So those sort of injuries can happen to a 17-year-old, it can happen to a 30-year-old. So if they were calves or hamstrings or quads or groins or something like that consistently, then you start to worry. But no, certainly not worry. Not the way he prepares and the pre-season he had. So I mean, certainly he could get another trauma injury, but obviously very confident about his body and soft tissue.
He was questioned last year, his pain threshold, Rocket. Now, you've dealt with a lot of footballers. Is Gary's pain threshold as high as all the tough blokes that you've come across?
Well, there's not many going to have the pain threshold of a Paul Kelly or Lee Matthews or someone like that. But, he's certainly got a pain threshold. There's no doubt about that. He's fine. But he's just very... I don't think he's had many injuries prior to his shoulder, so it's all sort of new to him.
Mm.
Certainly, we would have liked him to be back earlier, but on the advice of the doctors and the physios, and that's where we took the advice. It wasn't Gary as such. It was the medical to say he just needs a bit more time of strengthening and et cetera, et cetera. So I think he's a bit an easy target at times, and I suppose because as good a player he is that people have got to write something about him.
So will he get any match practice in at all, or is it just a bit of contesting training in the weeks leading into the final,
yeah,
into the first round?
Obviously, we've monitored all our match simulation or match practice we've had, and he's had a fair whack. He'll do some more, but as I said before, I think last year, but 2013, he went in without any games and was best on ground first game and done a couple of times at Geelong, and I think there'll be other players this year in the competition who won't play a game.
So you're
getting to round one. I don't think it's going to worry him too much, to be honest.
But you're confident round one, yes, he'll be there.
Yes, 100%.
Okay. Hey, just finally, the WA stuff, you went over there, the travel to Joondalup, only to find it was like a wind tunnel. It's a long way to go for a game of footy. You weren't happy about having to travel all that way. They're not happy, the West Coast Eagles and Fremantle, to have to travel during pre-season either because of the, you know, coming the other way, it's the same problem. What's the solution, Rodney?
I think it was probably the travel. It's the longest travel. I mean, you wouldn't send West Coast or Frio over here to us, over to us, or Brisbane, 6-hour flight. I mean, we've got to travel to Melbourne, that's fine, but I think a 6-hour flight in the pre-season is a bit of a no-go, I believe. But I don't know whether two games is the right amount of games or whether it's three, but I reckon pretty easy, simple solution without anything happening on the Nat Cup. There's no final that the four Northern State teams play. Adelaide and Perth teams play each other. I know they're probably worried about their derbies or countdown, their showdowns, but I don't know why they don't say Adelaide and Port play round one and they can pay their kids. They play in the country. They don't have to play in town, so it's not the same sort of pressure, not the same sort of build-up. And Freo can play West Coast at Mount Barker or whatever the case in round one, and then you have a build-up. And then the Melbourne teams can play each other and you mitigate the travel.
Rocket, last year you were outspoken about the interchanges and the capping of the interchanges and what that might do. In your limited look at what and how that's going to work, how have you seen it?
Oh, okay. Listen, I think everyone's going to adjust fairly quickly. I sort of, 90's probably okay, probably the limit. My concern is not so much the players, because players will adjust and coaches will adjust, we'll work things out. That's not a problem. I just hate to think we got too low with interchange. I know some people have said, well, just have 19th and 20th men again, or 21st men again. Sure. I just worry about then what the game would look like.
Yeah,
I think you can't go back to the future. You can't go back 30 years and say the game was great then, this is the way we've got to play, because you just can't do it. And if the game becomes a turn-off for supporters, we won't get the TV rights deal. We won't get people turning up as much. I mean, the rusted on game supporters like we are, I mean, we'll complain and whinge, but we'll certainly go to the footy. But to the 15 to 30-year-olds, if they're not got a sense of entertainment or a sense of enjoyment out of it, they'll actually turn to something else. So I just hope that, you know, if it goes down to, say, 50 or 60, there's no doubt the game will slow up. Coaches will do something to make the game boring because they want to win games and save their players' league. So that's what I'm worried about if it actually went to that stage.
Yeah, well, it's interesting watching rugby league across the weekend. So they've reduced their interchanges from 10 to 8. And even last night, I was at the game, the Dragon Storm game, and there's no doubt that in the second half, the game slowed noticeably. And the Dragons lost the penalty count 9-4 because their handling errors because of fatigue was really evident. And I know it would have been their first hit out for the year, but there's no doubt that they found the second 40 minutes of the game really tough because they just had no room to move.
Yeah, and I'm probably not even worried about it, because I think if teams fatigue, I reckon that much more skillful teams, e.g. Hawthorn, will win by more. There'll be more blowouts because they won't make as many errors. But what I'm more worried about is us coaches changing the game again to make it slow the game down even more to save our players' legs or whatever the case may be. So therefore, it becomes a chip it backwards, chip it sideways, look for the boundary. That's the type of thing that I think that people will turn off about. I think we've got to make it entertaining. We've got to score some goals, et cetera, et cetera. But when it's if it gets too low on rotation, that's what I'm worried about. Also the blowouts.
Well, let's hope for some entertaining football from your Gold Coast Suns this year. Thanks for talking to us, Rodney.
Thanks, guys.
Rodney, a Gold Coast Suns coach with us here, Gary Ablett. A lock for round one. He'll be there, he's saying.
Good news.